X, mobile.
Patrick, N0TR, the most dangerous place in the world, Walmart's parking lot.
I'm still trying to abandon ship here and get out of the parking lot in one piece. How's your day going, Patrick? Starting to rain here in Taylor's.
Over here in TR for, I don't know, about 45 minutes to an hour.
Big shower here, and I think that's, let me turn this radio down. That's all they were calling for, Patrick, is light rain today. Yeah, I hope they're right. I don't think we need that much rain. But, so you're still up in TR right now?
Making my way down to Brea area now. On White Horse Road, I'm getting on 25 south now.
We're having a good day out there. I talked to KP4CBA earlier and had a nice visit with him. And we've been to Aldi's and to Walmart and where else for the old Lowe's. Spending all kinds of money today.
You're keeping the economy rolling. Hope you and Miss Bernice are having a good time doing it.
Chopper, I don't think Bernice is much either. My son-in-law bought some light bulbs the other day, and I really like the looks of them. He was putting them up when we was down there in his garage, and they got three different color settings. I was thinking they had red in them, but they don't. But they do have like 6,500 and 5,000 and 4,000, and you can set the brightness you want. But the good thing about them is they fit in, excuse me, they fit into where the old F40 CWT12s, you know, the cool white fluorescent bulbs that are about a little over an inch in diameter. And supposedly they'll live 16 years, so if they do, I probably won't have to worry about it.
I put some, not exactly that, I had to change the fixture and all in the bathroom where I put them up, but you could set the I guess it's the candle watt, candle power they were putting out and all that, and change the color of it.
Degrees Kelvin, Patrick, and Kelvin, just think of it as centigrade or Fahrenheit, as Kelvin's another scale, and it goes from the reddish area of, oh, say, 2300 or so up to blue, which is the short wavelengths and ultraviolet. And if you get a bulb that, of course, you probably know this, it's 6500 Kelvin. Well, it'll be really, really bright white. And if you get one that's like a light bulb for a lamp that's an LED, it's 2700. It'll lean more towards the tungsten side, like the old tungsten lights. And it actually is saying that it's more in the reddish spectrum.
That's what I was talking about. I couldn't remember what the scale was. But I put some of those up in the bathroom, and I put those on the brighter light, so it's brighten the room up a little bit, because there's only one little small window in it.
And you're correct. They do have a scale of candle power and foot candles. I used to work with foot candles a lot in a machine shop. The ceilings were 55 feet or so. And the guys didn't like high-pressure sodium, which you see in a lot of, still a lot of the street lamps, and they lean towards the reddish area. But the bad part was mercury lamps, you put them in at, say, a 400-watt or a 1,000-watt bulb, in about 4 years, they've deteriorated in their output, but you're using the same amount of electricity. So they went to high-pressure sodium, and then they went to the whiter lights. I was trying to think of what it is now. Doesn't matter. I'll think of it in a little bit. Metal halides, and they were really white. And then, but they still used a lot of electricity. So they went to LEDs, which is the best thing that's come along in a lot of years, Patrick. This is N0TR.
Technology has changed a lot of stuff, along with battery technology, for the tool industry, for sure. Lights are a big deal for us. I could ride around with just a truck full of work lights.
And a circuit breaker panel yesterday down there at the son-in-law's, and I said, I need a flashlight, and he came over there, and he had this thing. It was like three pieces, maybe 2.5, 3 inches wide, and it unfolded into an LED light. Good gracious, it looked like heaven was being born over there.
Break.
Got a call sign there? Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Tom, KJ4C today. How's this radio?
I'm telling you, it's just terrible. Static, maybe an S1 signal, lots of, QRS and QRM. I don't know, Wyatt. You're just going to have to sell me that radio for about $50.
Thanks so much.
I'm just kidding. It's perfect, Wyatt.
Yeah, it doesn't transmit.
Good. No, Wyatt, it's got an excellent signal. Go ahead, Mr. Patrick. This is Wyatt, KJ4CTD.
KO4HK. Good afternoon, Wyatt. Hope you're having a great day.
I dug my Icon 7000 out from the basement, and I was just trying to see if it actually still worked, but Give me 1 second. Let me call, Tom, I'm going to call you one more time on the 7000. Stand by. 4CTD. How do you hear this radio now, Tom?
It's just fine. Full quieting. A lot more bass in it. Sound like a very different microphone.
Yeah, it seems to be a little sticky on the push-to-talk, but this is the 7000. All right, that's all I needed to check. I'll let y'all carry on. KJ4CTD.
Okay, Wyatt, have a good day. Hope you don't get called out in this rain. It's a softer sound, Wyatt, than the first one, and that's about all I can tell you about it. If you was DXing, of course, you'd want the harsher one, but that's not going to happen on here, of course. Take care, Wyatt. It's N0TR. Go ahead, Patrick.
Trying to make sure I'm not getting involved in this accident over here on White Horse. I'm clear now. But it sounded good on my end also, Wyatt. Sounded real good.
Lots and lots of accidents on that White Horse Road from what I hear on the local Fox station, Patrick.
It's a lot of people not paying attention, and some of it's just bad, poorly planned intersections, too.
Go ahead, comment.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've almost said evening. I'm used to being a night shifter. Hey, Patrick, you riding on 25 today by chance?
I am coming into Berea now. I'm just up here above the big clock.
No, if you're going towards the Greenwood area on 25, there's a really, really nasty accident. I had to drive the wheel on my way out here to work today, so just be safe out there. Kill for NH.
Fred, but I don't go down that far, thankfully. You have a good afternoon. Stay safe out there. KO4HKX.
Signing in, Fred, but thanks for the information and breaking in there. This is N0TR.
Have a good day. I'm going to go turn the repeater back to y'all. This has been KO4NH73. I'm clear.
I got this. You and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon. I'm wide to clear that. I'm getting up on my next stop anyway. Good to talk to you. Y'all be safe out there. And try not to spend too much money. It's getting harder to get KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your final 7-3.
Well, do you have to pay for that stuff you put on a bank card? Patrick, I didn't know that. I was having fun. Yeah, take care. See
you. Hi, Patrick.
That's my war department. 73's Patrick. KO4HKX. N0TR. 73.
TD test 123. 321.
Wyatt. N0TR.
Man, manual to figure out how to work the radio. That's pretty bad.
They don't get any easier as you get older, Wyatt.
Do have a push the talk button that's not quite guaranteed.
The transmission before last, I heard an intermittent there. I thought maybe you just slipped on the key.
Just right at the very top of the mic, the push-to-talk seems to work fine, but a little lower down doesn't quite trigger the push-to-talk. But we're getting there, and the thing I like about the Icon 7000 is it's telling me I have an SWR of perfect. It's nice.
Can't beat that.
Run away and go fix once, and I'll come back to this. Trying to figure out how to get this thing to actually work PSK down on HF, but I only got one HF antenna. It's already spoken for.
Okay, Wyatt, we're just a few blocks from home. 73, have a good day. KG4, CTD, N0TR. There.